State senators were talking about non-fiscal policy in the budget, stuff like a new bass fishing season, when protesters pushed through the doors outside the Senate chamber, shouting, "Focus on jobs, not vaginas."
The sergeant's staff and the Capitol Police will gain control of the gallery.
The chant referenced a bill lawmakers approved last week that would require ultrasounds before abortions. The Senate proceeded awkwardly after that while police made arrests. As the commotion died down, State Senator Dale Schultz announced he would likely be the only Republican to vote against the budget. He blasted the way it would expand voucher schools statewide.
A lot of my constituents, Mr. President, believe that we are witnessing the beginning of the dismantling of our public school system, and I have come to share that view.
So far today, Schultz has voted with Democrats on a few amendments, but no other Republicans have joined them. That was the case as Republican senators voted to keep a budget provision that would evict the Center for Investigative Journalism from the UW. Republican Senator Glenn Grothman said he hoped the center would continue its work elsewhere.
This center is getting hundreds of thousands of dollars a year in independent donations, some coming from people who I don't agree with. But the fact that they are getting hundreds of thousands of dollars a year from money from other areas indicates to me that this center is not going to close.
Employees of Wisconsin Public Radio currently collaborate with the center. This budget item would prohibit that. Democrats have offered nearly 40 amendments, a sign that debate could continue well into the evening. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.